BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Thursday Scott Mills Daily. On it, the Queen of Innuendo Bingo plays again, Gemma Kearney. I chat to Lady Gaga, full interview with her, and more listeners that always get it in the face at festivals.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Thanks to Newsbeat for the unannounced mini innuendo bingo during the end of the news.
And I happen to be a hardcore Larry shipper myself.
Is that one?
My chicken pie went everywhere when I heard that.
So thanks for that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So wet.
What's up?
Oh, it's got rained on badly.
It's all... I mean, the weather in most parts of the UK is apparently rubbish right now.
Yeah.
I mean, is that the sort of heatwave bit over? I'm hearing it might come back next. I don't know.
It's coming back for a bit and then that's it. Off.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, definitely.
So make the most of it.
Now.
One more week.
Tomorrow, I reckon that's it. Sorry to be the... sorry to be like Lana Del Doom about this, but that's it. It's over.
It's worth giving people notice though, because you forget. Like, when you've had to... Because we have generally had some nice weather lately.
Loads of nice weather, but now I can't stop wearing shorts. It's a problem.
Well, that's it. But enjoy it. Even if it is a bit... Enjoy it now, because there will be a time where it's freezing cold, awful, and you'll think, God, why didn't I just make the most... Do you know what I mean?
I know. Shout out to my dad, who I've been showing around today, around that London.
Pete Mills.
Pete's been here.
He's not here, is he?
No, he didn't come in. Quite interesting teaching your parents how to use train and bus tickets. I've had a day of that today. So where do you put this? Right, no, you put it in that bit and then it pops out there. Anyway, I'm here now. It's all fine. We've got Gemma Kearney playing innuendo bingo. The queen of innuendo bingo. She is to bingo what Miguel Pujol is to Mallorcan lardy cake.
Yes.
And she is going to be on at 1:45. You can watch it on the Radio 1 website. I haven't had Gemma on for ages. It's going to be good today. And then my chat with Lady Gaga just after 3 this afternoon. So if you're a fan of Gaga, listen from 3 o'clock, real or no real, it's all going on. Pull on!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yeah, there's a heat wave everywhere, apart from where we are.
Couldn't be nicer.
No. Exeter, all of Cornwall, Bournemouth, Scarborough, Swansea, Blackpool, Bolton, Runcorn, Newport, South Wales, Southampton, York...
I'm just not going to... I'm never
going to...
What's the point of mentioning... Because I'm not joking. I'm on the BBC weather site at the moment and it even says there's a yellow warning of rain for most of central, northern, and eastern England.
There's no point mentioning the weather ever on Radio 1 because you're never going to please everybody.
What's the point?
But I have to say, and I was just saying this, right? Because a lot of TV and radio comes out of London, whenever you watch the weather and you don't live in London, I think you would get really annoyed. Because it is quite London-centric or southeast-centric. So while they're going, and it's beautiful today, it's 28 degrees, you're sat in Yorkshire somewhere going, oh, no, it's 16. And that's exactly what's happening to us in reverse today. It's about time it happened to us, I think. Penzance, boiling hot. All of Devon, all of South Wales. I'm getting pictures of beautiful weather everywhere. So I hope you're enjoying it.
Do you know what I'm going to do? If this was possible, I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to live out a car and what I'm going to do is just travel to wherever is sunny at all times.
I would love
because
to
there
do
will
that.
Always be seemingly a place in the UK where it's sunny. But that's what the impression I'm getting from this.
Yeah. Cambridge, hello. Boiling. Lincoln, hi. Oh, not in Northampton. They've missed out. Okay, coming up, Matrix and Future Bound, also Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake, and ready yourself for innuendo bingo with Gemma Kearney at 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Tuesday's innuendo bingo was widely regarded as one of the best ever. It was cricket legend Jonathan Agnew. The video's gone off on YouTube because nobody was expecting Agus to get that involved. I mean, I thought he'd be like a slight wee might come from his mouth, but nothing big. Not like that.
It was a drenching, wasn't it? I mean, should we not have finished innuendo bingo at that point?
No, because I think there's still a thirst for more. I do. But it was a brilliant one. However, on my to-do list tomorrow, I'm going to buy some new sheets because it's getting ridiculous now. We're in desperate need. I feel quite nauseous.
I don't know. Do you know what? In all honesty, I don't know if it's the sheets or these clothes. I'm wearing a...
what the hell are you wearing? It's like you're at a Dragon's Den-themed pyjama party.
Well, I haven't brought any spare...
I wish I'd bought my Duncan Bannatyne onesie now.
I've got a Hilary Duvet jumper on and half a onesie. It's like half a kangaroo onesie. But it, I mean...
No, it's the onesie that stinks.
Believe... is it my onesie?
Oh, it's either that or duvet jumper. I don't know what it is.
Either way, I'm wearing them both, and
we need to,
it's
like,
the new fashion, I think.
We need some more... Like, when Becky was on the show, she would have sorted this by now. It's too many boys. Too many men in here. Too many men. Okay, so Bingo's coming next. What is Gemma Kearney wearing?
Well, that's, don't laugh at her.
Oh, sorry, is that your dress?
No, that's her actual clothes.
No, it's not.
Yeah, they're not spare.
No, it's not. It's a bin bag. I've just seen it. Okay, right. So, go online. That was almost really offensive then, but it is. I couldn't see all of it, Gemma, but it is. It's definitely a black bin liner. If you go to the Radio 1 website now, on your computer or on your smartphone, you'll be able to see this. Just watch it for the outfits, really. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Gemma is fashioning something brilliant right now. The Queen of Bingo is back. And also, one of our... most regular contributors to the game of Real or No Real.
Gemma Kearney loves avant-garde fashion so much, she once went to an East London party wearing only the mat from a game of Twister, gathered with a Jean-Paul Gaultier belt.
That was No Real, I think. Hi, Gemma.
Hello.
Oh, wow, look at you.
Oh, I'm ready.
What's on your head, please?
Just a 10-year-old cagoule, apparently, that someone found in a drawer.
Is that a cagoule?
Fashioned into a hat.
Yes, and now Chris is wearing a yellow one as well.
Turban.
It is a turban. It's brilliant.
But head
you.
Wrap.
But here's the thing, Gemma, because you have to. You obviously put things on your head a lot, and are able to just go woomp and make them look really good. Chris is awful. What is that on your head?
It's a hat, isn't it?
But you might notice the difference between yours and Gemma's, please. There,
same.
It's not the same.
It's a fashionable hat.
Extra protection today for anyone on a bingo, I'd notice. Everyone going anywhere nice after this,
yeah,
are they?
I didn't fancy getting soaked today because last time I got soaked, I posted an Instagram picture a bit later on and loads of people were like, oh, you're in the same outfit that you got spat all over in. And I was like, yeah, it's pretty gross.
How, on a scale of 1 to 10, how ming are the sheets in here now? I'm going to get...
Everything is disgusting.
I'm going to sort it.
A really bitty soup as well, so I feel like, I've still got bits in my mouth.
I don't think this is... I'm just feeling generally unhygienic about this today.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, defo.
Go to the Radio 1 website now, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, just to see Chris's ridiculous cagoule hat.
Right, great.
It's real good.
Beautiful.
bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. On your computer, you can watch it on your phone. It's happening now. Look, you can see us.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Yes!
Yes, Gemma!
Yes!
Yes!
I'm really enjoying you in the mornings, by the way.
Thanks,
really
I'm
good.
Having a lovely time.
That's good.
Does anyone know who Camilla Batmangeli is?
What?
Someone at home will know. Camilla Batmangeli, she's like an amazing, she runs a charity, but she wears headpieces very similar to yours,
yeah.
Chris.
Mm.
Yeah. Worth Google imaging in.
I'm having to do this with my T-shirt over my nose because the smells are really getting to me today, sorry.
Smell of what?
No, not you two, just the smell of the sheets, I think it is.
Oh, great.
All right. Okay, so it was Aggers on Tuesday. He was ace.
I know, I can't believe that.
But Gemma, you know that you're one of our faves. You know that.
So
you're
excited.
The queen.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
There's a lot of rustling going on. Are you wearing a bin bag as well?
I'm trying. Oh, no, Gemma is, yeah. Gemma
mm-hmm.
is. But she would go to a party like that.
Probably, actually.
Yeah.
Festival would be quite a good festival wear.
Mm. Like you can. I'm quite jealous that you can just literally pick up anything and go, yeah, I could do something with that.
I mean, Cheers. To be fair, I do look pretty ridiculous.
Yes. But this could easily be fashion, couldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I like the fact that this is transparent, so you could wear anything underneath, but it would still be waterproof.
Or nothing.
Or nothing.
It's still clothes.
Do you like Chris's Hilary Duvet jumper?
I'm a bit perplexed. This whole thing has got more and more avant-garde now, just even visually. You're wearing a monkey suit on the bottom half and a Hilary Duvet jumper on the top.
Yeah.
You have to be watching this online. If you're listening, you have to go online right now.
It's the weirdest thing that I've seen on Bingo visually for a while, what they're wearing. Okay, let's get some water in our mouths. Ready?
Here we go.
Here we go. Thursday's Bingo is on. First, we go over to Five Live and a presenter called Mark Chapman with some information about Wayne Rooney, apparently.
We're coming back to Wayne Rooney here. We are led to believe that his favourite position is on top, you know, with others around him.
Small, slow spurt from Kearney. Stark's fine.
His favourite position is on top.
Now to today's Radio 1 breakfast show. Ready? I did think Phil from Dan and Phil sounded a little distracted this morning. I don't know if anyone else noticed it.
Fallout Boy are there.
Of course.
The 16-year-old boy within me is excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Callum, for sending that one.
The 16-year-old boy within me.
And, okay, next.
Gemma, what are you doing?
What is that noise?
Bashing her hat away against the...
Right.
Don't bash your hat. Ready? Now, who remembers this surprising moment from May's European Athletics Championships?
Winding up for a big release. There's a squat fall. Oh! Came up too...
We didn't even get to the end.
Ah!
Yeah,
that was good. My protection didn't work.
Winding up for a big release. There's a squat fall. Oh! Came out too early.
So immature.
So is. Are you ready for your next clip?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go over to Flog It. Love that. And it's amazing what members of the public will show the antiques experts these days.
Nikki, it's fair to say that my eyes popped out of my head
when
you opened your little box in the queue.
Just lots of slow splurting
yeah,
today.
Yeah, special box.
Yeah.
My eyes popped out of my head.
And over to Celebrity MasterChef next. And got your waters there?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like Janet has some skills you wouldn't expect a celebrity to have necessarily.
As yet, it's only Janet and Katie that have identified the meat as duck.
Janet knows how to bone a duck, that's for sure.
Oh, it worked on a headpiece.
Yeah. It feels so weird to spit in Hilary DeBay's face, though. It's not very nice.
Yeah, that's right. Do that.
Just in case you're turning the radio on, that's not actually happening. She's on a jumper.
Yes.
She's on a jumper?
Yes.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ready.
Here we go. Love this from the golf.
Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
It's a classic. Oh,
again.
Right, well, Ken Brown.
That's one of your faves, Chris, isn't it?
I love that one.
Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
I like the people clapping in the background. As if they're applauding what you're saying.
Gets better every time. Hello, if you're watching for the first time, Robin's watching. She's just got her GCSE results, now relaxing by watching Inuna Bingo live for the first time. It's brilliant to have Gemma back, says Dan. Okay, to Newsbeat next. Are you ready? An unexpected revelation on today's Newsbeat.
And I happen to be a hardcore Larry shipper myself.
Straight in Kearney's face. No response from Kearney.
Holding strong.
You were.
You did well.
And I happen to be a hardcore Larry shipper myself.
Okay. Next, over to Hollywood Me. And I like the way the narrator on this show lets you in on those little details that you may have missed.
I can get like a really good posh laminate.
I'll make my decision once I've seen it.
While Ed worries about how he's going to give Martin wood.
Ha 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 She's so serious.
I love a serious voiceover.
Ed worries about how he's going to give Martin wood.
That's a great one.
And we're on. Uh-oh. Took a while. Right. Slow burner, this one, isn't it?
Mm. Good though, I like it.
I like it. Quite relaxed.
Mm. Gentle game.
After Tuesdays, I think that's necessary. Yes. Mm. A classic from Radio 4 now. And this politician here seems to know the Home Secretary rather well.
Do you think that Nick Clegg needs to perhaps rethink his decision to block this legislation?
Yes, I do. The Home Secretary has made it clear that she wants it.
How does one make it clear?
The Home Secretary has made it clear that she wants it.
Okay.
I need some tips from the Home Secretary.
Okay. Okay. I knew this would happen. This happens every time. Okay.
All right.
Over to two Scottish chefs now on BBC Breakfast. And they seem to really enjoy their time together in the kitchen.
We follow each other's instructions. He's yeah. very good at massaging, though. Yeah, he's masseusing my pork.
Oh, is he?
So he's good. He likes
ridiculous. Oh, wow.
Okay, more water. Over to the One Extra Breakfast show now. And the prizes have got better. They sound great these days.
But you have won and you get to enjoy all the VIP-ness.
Oh, that's gross.
Very important.
Yasmin Evans there enjoying the perks of the new One Extra Breakfast show.
But you have won and you get to enjoy all the VIP-ness.
Wow. Amazing!
Okay.
I want that clip forever.
Yes, Yasmin.
Okay, let's go over to BBC Bristol. And this next one came from our listener, Sean, who says he's lived in Bristol all his life, but had no idea this sort of thing went on in his home city.
The Grand Goat Flanging, which takes place...
Right, this is going to...
What is goat flanging?
I don't know. Right, let's all try and get through this together, okay?
As a public service, we need to at least find out what goat flanging
is. I think we will. I think we will during the course of the clip. Let's all just try and get through it together. Ready? Here we go. Try and hold your water. This is going to be difficult.
The Grand Goat Flanging, which takes place in Nether Stowey last Monday of August. The goat flangers dress in furry goat capes and sport goatee beards as they dance around the nanny and perform the time-honoured practice of kicking up the billy.
What does it all mean?
What does it all mean?
The Grand Goat Flanging.
Okay. Hello, if you're in Bristol. I lived in Bristol for 2 years and never saw that.
The goat flangers dress in furry goat capes.
Whatever, you so did.
I didn't know.
You were just drunk.
Well, All right, just two more. Here's a recent favourite from Come Dine With Me.
I lost it. It's going to be good.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no?
I don't know what's happened. Sorry. It's not normally me that... So oh, I've lost it, sorry.
Oh, no. Do you want to sit here for
No. Okay. A recent favourite from Come Dine With Me. You know when you've got guests over, and this happens?
If the flaps are securely closed...
Not even finished.
No.
to try and get through this.
Oh, Scott, what's wrong, man?
Scott has lost it.
You all right?
Yeah. I'm just going to play the clip. Just put water in your mouth.
Do okay. We need to get another DJ?
No, just play the game. Go on. Okay. Okay, ready?
Ready.
You could end up with a bit of beef hanging out.
I didn't even play it from the right place.
It's just shambles.
Right, again, please.
There's hardly any water left.
A little bit more. Ready?
If the flaps are securely closed, you could end up with a bit of beef hanging out.
That's what's supposed to happen. And finally, a classic from the badminton horse trials. What? It's not the Rihanna one.
Is it not?
No. This is badminton horse trials.
It's going to be a horse, though, isn't it?
And an unexpected... It's going to be a horse, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And an unexpected decision here from this jockey.
I would like to give him the benefit of the doubt here, I have to say. The horse overjumps, hits the takeoff of the second bank. He decided to pull the horse off.
Right, that's it. Done.
That'll do. That'll do.
So weird! So weird!
Thanks, everyone. Right, I'm fine now. That was Ollie Murs and Dear Darling. I don't know what happened there. I'm so sorry.
It's all on you, man.
Like, I don't
everyone's,
know.
Everyone's tweeting in and texting like, about you.
Is everyone all right? Is Scott all right? I'm fine now.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm really good. It's not normally me that loses it. So,
no.
I don't know. The Scott Mills Daily. This next story doesn't start off well, so bear with.
That's promising.
So I was about to go and get my grey jacket that I wore to the One Direction premiere dry cleaned earlier because it's got stuff down it.
What?
I don't know what. It's just like, you know, from a night out, you wake up the next morning, it's like
what are those stains?
Yeah, but exactly that happened. So I was about to take it down there, but then I noticed on the right shoulder, a long, curly, dark hair.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I suppose the first thought would be, whose hair is it?
Well, I do remember hugging Harry Styles to that side of me whilst wearing the grey blazer at the after party.
Okay, but who else did you hug? A few people.
Simon
right?
Cowell, but his hair isn't that long or curly.
Liam's dad?
Didn't really hug him, more of a handshake in a kind of, yep, nice to meet you, mate, kind of way. So I'm saying that that hair is probably Harry Styles.
Okay.
So I haven't taken it to the dry cleaners. Because I might have celebrity hair on it. Do you think I can get monies for that?
For the jacket or
no,
for
no,
the
no,
hair?
No, just for the hair. Or maybe if I go for the jacket and hair combo. How much does one get for think like that? Do you know?
Well, I'm just looking now.
Could you look for me? Because I actually just ended up not taking it to the dry cleaners just in case.
I don't think you're going to get much for one strand, especially if you can't authenticate it.
But can't they do some kind of DNA or something? Oh, is that going to cost money, isn't it?
I'm struggling to see how much his, okay. his hair is going to
cost. Get back to me on that, because I just want to
But
know.
You are you seriously going to sell it?
I don't know. I remember, I don't know where they all went, but in the old Radio 1 building, they used to have, like, nail clippings of Zac Efron in jars. I seem to remember.
Yeah.
I remember, without telling him as well, didn't we have loads of his hair? Because Laura, who was on Greg's show, like just took some scissors to his hair and went poof, and cut out a massive clump of it.
You know what you can do with hair, though? I mean, you could technically clone him. You've got enough information there if you had the knowledge.
Clone Styles?
Yeah, with that hair. I believe so, anyway.
Oh, hang on, everyone. False alarm. It's Sunita's hair, isn't it?
Oh, what a letdown. Oh. What's the point? The Scott
Mills Daily. Right, so you know, you've experienced it. We've had a summer of amazing live music. And we need you to vote for your absolute favourite moment. And there have been many over the summer of 2013. 20 Radio 1 DJs have chosen their favourite live performances of this summer. But we want to know what your highlight was. Which of the artists is your highlight? So we've chosen performances from Big Weekend, In Derry, Londonderry, Radio 1 Rocks, Tea in the Park, Ibiza, Glastonbury in there. The full lineup of what you can vote for and which DJs are associated with those, so their favourites, go to the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. On Monday, 26th of August, we will start the top 20 countdown of your favourites on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. We're on that show on Monday, on breakfast. So get online and vote. You've only got until Sunday at 3:30 to register. It's only one vote per person. So get on your computer, get on your phone. Shall we put the link up now so people can just find it easily on the Twitters and the Facebooks? Radio 1 Twitters and Facebooks. If you go Radio 1 online, you'll see full terms and conditions. And you can see which performance your favourite Radio 1 DJ chose. So you can then make an informed judgment and choice.
So, but I mean, it is all about the music. But saying that, the truth be told, here at Radio 1, there is this massive rivalry that is now starting to happen between the, like, the DJs are taking this as a sort of personal thing.
Yeah.
As in, although you are voting on the sort of live music moment, it's turned into a bit
it's
of
a popularity contest, listeners.
Let's just say it how it is. So basically, we need you to vote for mine or Scott's moment.
Yeah.
So yours is what?
Mine is Iggy Azalea.
Let's just say it. Mine's Wretch 3-2.
Yeah, so vote for
one
those.
One vote, okay? So if you're with someone right now, if you're at a workplace or anything like that,
yeah,
one of you vote for Scott's Iggy Azalea.
I mean, let's be honest, it's not about the artist's popularity, it's about ours. So why not go online to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Like, vote for Wretch, vote for Iggy.
I'll talk you right through it. Get onto the Radio 1 homepage now. You click on the top... there's a massive picture. Click on the massive picture, and then it will say vote now. And underneath, there's a list of names of DJs and their musical moment. You get one vote, so don't try to be clever about this.
Yeah. I mean, do what you want.
Do what you want, but one of you choose Scott, and then grab your colleague or whoever you're with on another computer, and then the other one vote for Wretch 3-2, and that will help us out massively.
Thank you.
And we'll deny that we said this to you.
Yes. Like, if anyone asks you, Can we burn the evidence of this on, like, audio?
I don't know. I don't know how
it... Okay, this didn't happen, but do vote for us.
Yes, and yes, I might get a strongly worded email, but please vote for mine or Scott's.
Yes. Or mine or Chris's.
And when you do, text in so we know who you are, so we can...
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Very much. I just want to beat Danny Howard.
Yes, that's the aim.
I want to just absolutely...
Let's make sure this happens,
please. I want him to not even be on the radar of
it. But vote for who
you
want. But Scott Mills, Chris Starr, Iggy Azalea, Wretch 3-2, but vote for who you want.
What's this?
And I'll tell you, honestly, I will love it if we beat them.
Who's that?
Kevin Keegan.
Why is he on? Is he involved?
It just sort of personifies what I'm saying. I'd love it if we beat Danny Howard. I'd love it if we beat him.
And I'll tell you, honestly, I will love it if we beat them. Love it.
What? Who's Kevin Keegan?
Oh, come on. Right, so, Radio 1 homepage. Massive picture. Yes, on football. Massive picture. Iggy Azalea or Wretch 3-2. And anyone else you might want to choose, but you only get one vote.
Yeah, but you can choose any of them, just to make that absolutely clear. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. So my grey jacket that I wore to the One Direction movie premiere hasn't been dry cleaned today. Shock. Because I found a long curly hair on the right shoulder. It might be the hair of Styles. Styles' mum's been on. How long is it, Scott? Are you sure that's not my hair? Just tweeted me.
Were you hugging her then?
I did actually hug Harry Styles' mum as well.
Yes.
Yes. Still not dry cleaned. The Scott Mills Daily. Many people are excited about the Lady Gaga chat. It's coming at 3-ish. Scott Mills time. Okay, right. So everyone's like, what, is that 3 o'clock your time, is it?
Be next week.
Okay, I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen next week. What's going to happen is I'm going to play Lana Del Rey at 3 o'clock. I'm going to play an old track by The Killers, which you'll really like. And then Lady Gaga. Okay?
Okay.
So probably, ten past three. All right? That is disclosure. F for you. And this is Scott Mills. Earlier in the week, we were talking about how it's always me that will get hit by something in the air, like at the V Festival last weekend. Just happily watching Rudimental with some friends. Oh, good, here come the bottles. Ow!
It's made listening to Rudimental almost impossible for you, though.
Warm and Wet.
In fact, you haven't played it yet.
I've specifically asked for it not to be in the show today because it fills me with fear.
Have you actually banned Rudimental from the show? Because
not forever, but it's been on for the last couple of days, and it just reminds me of the soaking I got. Because it's always me. I always like. Are you that person? I'm still getting so much reaction about this from people saying exactly the same. If there's something that's going to be thrown, I'm always the target. There's always one person. It's them. It's me.
But do you feel everyone should be involved in this now? So if Greg plays Rudimental, for
Greg
example,
is playing Rudimental just after four.
Right. So the fact
I'm
that
not.
You know that. So right. So he's having to play Rudimental because you can't because
yeah,
of
can't.
Your problem.
I'll come back to it next week. You know. Hopefully I'll feel better by then. Amy in Cornwall. Yep. Mills, it's always me. Went on holiday, watched a dolphin show. Dolphin finned the ball into crowd, smacked me right in the face. Holiday, watched a local football match. Ball hits me in the stomach. See, this is me. Went to watch a band in London. Massive guy fools around everywhere, misses everyone, and pours a pint of beer right down my top. Three separate occasions. Neve, on the way to Reading right now. Fully expecting to get something in the face over the weekend. Always her. Hello?
Hi, Scott. It's Will.
All right, Will, where are you?
I'm currently in Lincolnshire.
Does this happen to you as well?
Yeah, it did. Me and my mates were in Milton Keynes. We were going to watch Swedish House Mafia at the bowl. And basically, we're all there in a group. We got right to the front. And we saw all these bottles of, I'll call it suspicious fluid, flying through the air.
Well, you don't know what it is at first, do you? I mean, it could be beer. It could be, you know, cola or whatever.
Yeah, you like to think it's going to be beer.
That's what I thought at first, but then it wasn't.
Well, it wasn't, because, you know, you see them flying through the air, and the bloke next to us got hit, and he was disgruntled, so we guessed, and he said it was warm, so that was when we started to become suspicious.
Exactly the same with me, when it was warm on my back, I was like, what is this?
Yeah, so about 5 minutes later, this bottle comes flying through the air, and it hits my mate on the back, but As it always happens to me, the splashback comes out, hits me in the face. I get a little taste.
Ah!
I know what it is. It's not good.
Yeah, you did not enjoy that taste.
Oh no, it was horrible.
Why does it happen to us?
I just don't know, Scott. I just don't know what to do about it, really.
And you're the one that always gets balls in the face as well.
But all the time, somebody puts a crossing at football and I'm not looking. They say duck, I duck, and then it hits me while I'm ducked.
I don't even have to be at football.
It can just be any ball, can
yeah,
it?
Like anywhere. I can be anywhere. A ball will hit me in the face. It doesn't even have to be a sports environment.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, it happens to me with birds as well. I'll come out of a car and a bird will poo on me.
Yeah, me same.
Does that happen to you as well?
Yeah.
I can't say I'm one of these people, but I did receive a flying ant in the eye yesterday.
Oh, that's nothing.
Flying
what are you
ant
worried
straight
about?
To the eye.
So?
No, it's manageable.
Did that hurt?
It's just a mild irritation, that is.
Yeah,
we're talking about birds pooing on your head, Chris.
I know, look, I'm blessed in life. I don't get this.
Come on, man. If you haven't experienced a bird pooing on you, then you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And that's how Will sees it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good to speak to you, Will.
Yeah, good to speak to you, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Hello?
Hi, Scott. I'm always that person.
You're that person as well?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Tell me.
Well, I was actually in the park and I was standing watching Beyonce. Next minute, I felt this warm, horrible thing in my leg and I looked up and there was a guy peeing down my welly. Oh.
Down your welly?
Yeah, it wasn't pleasant.
What do you even do in that situation?
I don't know. I just kind of moved about a foot away and I wasn't exactly going to leave Beyonce for it, so I just kept watching.
See, I feel better about my one now because mine was just a bottle. This is an actual person.
Well, I've had the bottles as well and the cups and everything else. But
right, yeah, you are that person.
This is an actual person and I didn't really know what I could say to him, but...
This is next level, isn't it? This has gone up a gear.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Did you not turn around and go, oi?
I think I just knew he'd had a bit to drink and I was like, right, I'll just leave this. It's one of those moments you don't really know what to do.
You weren't tempted to turn around and mark your territory? Like a fox.
No, I resisted temptation.
Maybe that's just what he was doing. Maybe it was some sort of, you know, in his drunken state, it was like primate behaviour or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that's what it was.
Because when Beyonce's on, it's hard to get a spot, isn't it?
I know, exactly. And you don't exactly want to leave, do you?
Yeah, but he's just thinking, well, if I mark my territory, no one else is going to come near.
Yeah.
Well, I would have preferred it if he'd done it in a cup.
Well, true. But yeah, bizarrely, he might fancy you. Maybe it was that. Maybe he was against the welly to show some sort of... Maybe it was... You hear of that in the animal kingdom.
Yeah. Maybe not a tea in the park, though.
Nothing against you, of course. I'm talking more him.
I haven't seen this on planet Earth yet.
No, I haven't seen it. I'll look out for it, though.
When are they going to do a Planet Earth festival special? Just deal with the people that... You know what I mean? Because it does all go over animal.
Yeah, it does, definitely.
If they come along next year, maybe that'll happen.
After a few drinks, camping for a couple of nights.
Mm.
Good to speak to you, Emma.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Lady Gaga.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. It's Scott. How are you doing?
It's wonderful to speak to you. I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Not at all. I guess you can't really have time to think about anything else apart from working right now because you've got a lot coming up.
I do, but, you know, I don't ever think about anything else other than working anyway, so it's fine. I'm quite used to being in a mental state at all times.
Is that how you're feeling a little bit right now?
Well, you know, in a good way. It's a good stress. I have thought of nothing but performing since my injury earlier in the year, and, you know, I didn't even know if I'd ever be able to perform the same again, and I'm feeling better than ever. So I can't wait. I'm feeling fantastic. We've been rehearsing every single day for the VMAs and for our performance for iTunes Music Festival. We're headlining at Roundhouse the opening night. And we're playing 6 new songs, I believe, from the album. And Art Pop is 15 records, so it will be a nice taste of the album. And I can't wait. I'm really excited. I'm happy to be back. And I just wanted to thank you and all the radio jockeys that have been, you know, standing by me and for playing my record this time around. I know I've been gone for a while and I appreciate it.
You obviously had to cancel some shows in America because of your hip, as you just mentioned. Now, I came to see one of the last UK shows just before you kind of had to do that. You must have been in a lot of pain on stage then because it's a very demanding physical show, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very demanding show, but the truth is that when I'm on stage and I hear the applause, it's an adrenaline that takes the pain away. I don't feel any pain when I'm on stage, and to be fair, I actually didn't even know there was something wrong with me until I felt the pain during the performances, and that was for about 3 weeks, that it just started to get worse and worse, and I didn't know quite what was happening, and then I have just a very high threshold for pain. I've been through a lot worse, I guess, earlier on in my career, and I just didn't even know it was happening.
Do you feel like 100% physically fit now?
Yes, I do. I actually feel better than ever, and I'm excited about my alignment as a dancer has really changed. They, you know, resculpted my hip, actually, so I have better rotation, you know, which is good for dancing and other things.
Okay.
It's been great. I feel great. There's nothing like returning to the stage after being gone for so long. It is a surge of happiness, and I'm excited to give my fans in the UK what they deserve.
You're opening the VMAs on Sunday in America. Now, you've said you've gone on record saying this is going to be a real physical challenge for you. What does that mean? What's going to happen?
It's just a very physically challenging performance. And I've been rehearsing it, and it'll be skeletoned to perfection by the time we do it. But it's just harder than any performance I've done before, and that is because we wanted to make sure that we really put the work in for the fans. I mean, the only way I can thank them for standing by me all these years is by giving them the greatest gift I could give them, which is a good time, is to entertain them. So we really put the thought into it, and I hope for it to be a memorable moment for them, as it's certainly memorable for me to be back on the stage.
How many hours of the day are you rehearsing right now?
We rehearse. I mean, the rehearsals run about 10 hours of the day, or 8 hours, I think. And it's broken up between music and dancing, and then we bring everyone together.
Do you ever feel like you're missing out on normal life because of what you do and how dedicated you are?
Well, you know, I don't really miss out. I mean, people aren't really around me, you know, every day, obviously. And, you know, I guess the press writes what they want to write about you. And to be fair, no one really knows anything about me. And I am quite normal when I'm not working. I have great friends and they keep me really grounded. And I don't really have a ton of, you know, yes people around me. they always laugh at me if anyone says, you have a lot of yes people. They go, no, she doesn't. because everyone around me is, you know, they're all creatives as well and artists. So it's all about just, you know, working hard together. And when we're off, we're still working. But I love making music. Making music is a hobby as much as it is my job. So I'm always having fun.
What did you do on your last normal day? Tell me something normal you did.
My last normal day? last night I laid on the couch with my mom and dad and ate spaghetti. So that's pretty normal, right?
Yeah, that is.
I love my parents, and they give me inspiration as well. You know, I need that time. I need that time to feel normal, because it makes me appreciate it even more when I hit the stage and it's, you know, 50,000 people singing every word. It gives me perspective. It helps me to be strong.
Did you watch anything good on TV?
Well, we like to watch crime documentaries. I don't know if you're a fan, but that's what my dad and I like to watch.
I'm quite excited to see what you're going to be wearing, obviously, as the world is for the VMA's performance. Do you think it's going to be as talked about as some of the other outfits, or are you scaling it back a bit?
I don't know. We're definitely not scaling it back. But, yeah, it's actually a much bigger scale performance than anything we've ever done. And it's much more, like I said, it's much more physically challenging. I'm always going to be interested in the avant-garde and the grotesque. I'm always going to be obsessed with bending pop music in a different way. But this time, I am able to take off my makeup now, and I'm able to wear different kinds of wigs and dress differently and still achieve avant-garde with minimalism. And that was really what I wanted to do. I wanted to put myself in the most uncomfortable position I could put myself in. So I don't know that it's scaled back, but there definitely is an obsession with minimalism.
So it's not just going to be you doing a forward roll, is it?
No, I won't be forward rolling for 4 minutes, no.
It's going to be a bit more involved than that, I think, yeah. How much do you have to do with creating the outfits?
Oh, I have everything to do with it. I mean, well, my whole team does. We work together. I mean, I know that, you know, especially since I'm a pop singer, there's an assumption that there's a, you know, giant record label behind me that's creating everything I do, but it couldn't be further from the truth. We just make what we love. I can only make what I love, and I'm a part of every single thing, because when the fans see it, I want them to feel that energy that I've touched everything that they're looking at. I think that's why they love it, to be fair. I think that's what they love the most about me, is they know I've touched everything before they've seen it.
Okay, more from Lady Gaga in just a moment. Is every single track on this new album a hit record?
Yes, it is.
Every single one.
It was designed to be. It was designed to be. I wrote over 70 songs, 70 to 100 songs for the album, with DJ White Shadow, with DJ Zed, with Madian. And they are incredible, incredible, just genius producers. So different from each other, and yet they work so well with me, as well as, you know, with one another, just in camaraderie. There's so much ego, I think, driven in the producer industry, and they're all so equally confident in what they do that we didn't have to experience any of that working on the album. And I'm really, really looking forward to everyone hearing it. It's fantastic.
Do you worry that some people won't get the art pop thing? Do you think they'll find it a bit, like, too clever or too confusing?
Well, you know, those are two things I want them to feel. I want them to feel that it's clever, and I want them to feel that it's confusing and bemusing. And in a lot of ways, art pop really harkens back to, like, Shakespearean times, where it was the job of the jester to confuse the audience, to bemuse them, to keep them in a state of discomfort, to provoke the applause, to provoke cheers, to provoke boos, whatever they were provoking. So I like to keep everyone in this space. I don't really terribly care very much if people think I'm beautiful, or think that it's normal, or think that it's easy to swallow. I've always made things that are not easy to swallow, and people fall in love with it because they understand that it's theater. They understand that it's fantasy. They understand that it's meant to be different. It's meant to draw you into a world that doesn't exist.
I know you're all about being a bit more positive, you and your fans, on social media at the moment. Do you think that Twitter's a little bit out of control at the moment, generally?
I think, you know, Twitter really needs to, as well as other social media platforms, to monitor much more closely what's happening on the internet. You know, as well as you know, other forms of, you know, media outlet. There's a lot of blogs floating around with, I guess you could say, unexperienced or inexperienced people creating write-ups about music, write-ups about fashion, write-ups about videos. You know, we used to live in an age where it was an absolute art to be a journalist, and this doesn't really exist anymore, and everybody's a critic. And you go on the internet, and especially on Twitter, the things I see, it really shocks me. And we really have to band together, because I know that I have a lot of fans, but I also have a lot of naysayers, and we have to promote a sense of positivity, all of us. I can't do it by myself, and this is definitely at the age that we live in. It's sort of this faceless cyberbullying. There's no accountability, there's no recourse, and if we bond together, I think we can change this.
What can we actually do about it, though? Because it's a free speech thing. It's that everyone can say what they want.
Well, everyone can say what they want either way, but, you know, Twitter doesn't. Twitter has these verifications of people for a reason. They should choose wisely who they verify, as well as spending more money on making sure that they take down any abusive language, suspending accounts, because it's not something that we can control. To be fair, it's not something that we can control. The only people that can control it are the companies that run these sites. And they're putting money into the promotion of the social media site and the platform, but they're not putting money into monitoring it. And if we were to monitor it better, it would be safer. On littlemonsters.com, which is my social media site for my fans, that's something that we focus on every single day. We have an entire team that is going through all the posts every day to make sure that they clean it up, make sure that it's kind, make sure that there's no negativity. This is important. Freedom of speech is, yes, freedom of speech, but there's a line that needs to be drawn when the language becomes abusive, and I've made it clear to my fans that I don't stand by this language.
Lady Gaga, what's your plan after we finish this interview? What are you going to do next?
I'm going to go right back to rehearsal.
What part of you aches the most right now? Because it's probably aching somewhere, isn't it?
My heart. My heart is aching. I miss my fans. I want them near me. I want to hear them cheer live. We put the cheering crowd into the song.
I love that.
It's not enough for me. I need to feel them. I need to have them closer to me.
So when you perform at the VMAs, you'll feel a lot better.
Yes, I was in my V Magazine interview that I did with Marina Abramovich, who's incredible. Everybody should look her up. She's truly fantastic. She's been mentoring me, and she's been really teaching me to revive my discipline and relaxation. And she was asking me when I feel relaxed, and I said, I truly don't feel relaxed until I'm on stage. And she says, this is a diseased artist. This is a real artist. You are diseased. You are obsessed. And it's true. When I'm not on stage, I don't feel alive. But when I hit the stage, it's like everything that I'm thinking and feeling, that where I belong, that's where it is. And I don't think that I'm different from anybody else. I think everyone with their vocation and their job and what they do, their passions, they feel the same way I do. It's sort of like we're endlessly obsessing over what we're creating, and then the explosion is the moment where we get to share it.
Lady Gaga, I am absolutely loving Applause. It's my big thing this week. I'm playing it every single day on Radio 1. And thank you very much for speaking to us. Good luck for Sunday.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate you playing the song. And hello, and thank you to all my UK monsters for supporting me. I can't wait to see you on September 1st.
Thank you, Gaga.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Bye.
Love you, bye. So the main comments I'm getting about the Lady Gaga chat is how normal she sounded. Like Jenny, she says she's pleasantly surprised. Did you stay with us during the interview, or was it too art pop for you, Chris?
Maybe.
At which point did we lose you in the interview? Was it this?
I'm always going to be interested in the avant-garde and the grotesque.
Still there at that point, were you?
I just find it might be a bit too much for me. I mean, you were having quite a serious, it was like at times like something of Newsnight or something, like about high art pop.
Yeah. Did we lose you on this at all?
Art pop really harkens back to like Shakespearean times where it was the job of the jester to...
You'd zoned out by then, right?
It was
the job of the jester.
to keep them in a state of discomfort.
No, it's no.
It was like I was having a lecture from Scott Mills and Lady Gaga.
Yeah. I mean, Katy Perry, mild cheddar.
Yeah, God,
like that went a bit blue cheese there, didn't it? For you,
it was too sandwich.
Yeah.
Sorry, it was. It all got a bit blue cheese.
What about this?
They know I've touched everything before they've seen it.
Yeah, I just thought it was a bit odd.
No. I enjoyed that chat. I know what you mean, though. It was a bit serious, but yeah. You know, it's Lady Gaga.
It was good to hear it, though.
Really enjoyed it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it is time for a bit of real or no real. Today on Real or No Real, we're joined by Radio 1's Greg James. Hi, Greg.
Hello, Scott.
How are you?
Pretty good. Hi, Chris.
Hey, mate.
Don't normally say hi on the air.
Hi.
All right.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Good, mate.
Hey, did you
sound grumpy? Okay.
No. I'm all fine, honestly.
I think everyone's in a funny mood. So I'm in a weird mood.
I'm in a really weird mood.
It's like your producer was right, Chris. He just said that it was feels like when it's wet play at school.
Yeah, but when we said
everyone's in all day.
The thing is, we said the weather was bobbins earlier, and
it's not
actually amazing in most parts of the UK. Apparently, so
it's like cabin fever today here.
Yes, exactly that. I feel that I'm going to lose something.
Really?
My mind.
Are we all going to fall out?
I don't know. That's what I feel like.
Let's
so let's just
together.
Get through this.
I fell out with Ian from the breakfast show earlier today as well.
You fell out with him?
Yeah.
Why?
He's had a fallout.
Why?
I don't know. It's really weird. It's really set me off kilter.
There's something happening today and I don't know what it
maybe
is.
Maybe it was Gaga.
I'm not keen. What?
Maybe it's because of Gaga.
I don't know. Anyway, I don't know what it is. I'm sure other people are feeling the same. It's time for Real or No Real. Some of these are real, some of them aren't. Yeah.
Following the
it.
Success of Toy Story, in 1995, the eighth most popular baby name for boys in America that year was Woody.
Good name.
It's a good name. It's strong.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like to be called Woody.
Woody James?
I wouldn't like it. Woody's a bit weird.
That would be the son.
Woody.
Woody James?
It's just not good, is it, for headlines?
No, it's not.
No.
Well, the thing, but when things are famous, like back in the day when it was Kylie and Jason, you know, in Neighbours, and then like people like Harry Styles, that Harry's a massively popular name. Alfie, when Alfie Moon was massive on EastEnders, that was a big name.
Is that what's caused the boom in Alfies? Alfie Moon?
Alfie Moon was a massive, remember how massive Alfie Moon was back in the day?
Yeah.
But you're saying that loads of people are giving birth to Woodies because...
Now, hang on a second. I've just had a flashback.
It's part of the process.
I've just had a flashback. There is a famous with a son called Woody. Who is it? Is it Zoe Ball?
Yeah.
Is it?
Is it? It's Zoe Ball.
Yes.
Zoe right. Ball's number one fan in the corner.
Yes, it was.
Zoe Ball there in the corner. Yeah.
Born on the 6th of October.
Yeah, that's me.
What was that?
So there's nothing all week.
And calm down.
Mention something about Zoe Ball.
Yeah, definitely it. Yeah. Anyway, Woody, the eighth most popular boy's name in America. Shut up, Zoe. Real or no real?
Real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Oh,
And next.
Pink light bulbs have been installed in some British underpasses in an attempt to discourage teenagers from gathering there because pink light draws attention to spots.
That's a good idea.
Well, back in Bishop Stortford, where I grew up, the mean streets, down a complex, mate, right, where there was a Chicago's and a bowling alley and a cinema, all us youths... Just to hang out down there.
You weren't ever a youth.
No, no.
Did you play like cribbage and stuff like that, wasn't
What's
it?
Cribbage?
Like, I don't know, it's just those kind of games like
Well no, but all the bad kids used to hang out down the complex.
Oh, did they?
I was supposed to
go. You weren't there.
If you could escape from school and go to McDonald's down the complex.
Greg tried to avoid that area probably. He'd walk round it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Stay away from them bad boys, eh, Scott?
Yeah.
I used to ride past on my penny farthing.
That's right.
But they used to play classical music to get rid of everyone. That's quite common.
But did you have the same as me? Because they did that at Rainers Lane Station, where me and a few mates would hang out, and they played classical music, and they did the same at East Coast Station. But I just developed a love for classical music because of it.
Did you?
Well, yeah, because
you used to go down there because it was like a gig.
Well, it's because we got used to it. It's like,
boys, it's Tchaikovsky again.
Sort of embraced it. It's like, oh, this is a tune.
You should have written to the council with a list of requests.
Yeah, but I mean, if anything, it was quite nice that we were developing this taste for classical music because it was where it didn't really discourage us.
Well, to disperse all the people that started fighting down there. especially after a night out after Chicago's, after the Rock Exchange. It was pretty big.
Was it?
So they used to play classical music to get rid of everyone. Yeah. So I think that's real.
So pink light bulbs in subways to scare away teenagers, real or no real?
I don't think it's because of spots. I think it's because you don't want to hang out.
I just think it's going to attract other trouble. I'm saying
like massive
no real.
Moths.
Yeah. That one is real.
Oh. Yeah. Massive camp moths.
Camp, what about moths? This?
While between acting roles, Shane Ritchie once sent his own photograph to a lookalike agency, claiming to be a lookalike of Shane Ritchie. He was rejected.
I love these kind of things. This happens quite a lot, doesn't it?
It's Alfie Moon again.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. So, did Shane Ritchie get rejected as a Shane Ritchie lookalike?
This sort of rings a bell, this does. Do you remember this happening?
Yeah, I do you know what? I think this is real. And I think it's an interesting thing to test. Have either of you got lookalikes?
No.
No.
Why would we have lookalikes?
Well, no, because every now and then I see the odd tweet like saying, doesn't this woman look like Scott?
Yeah, but they're not official lookalikes.
People always send me pictures of, there's this one girl's brother looks a bit like me. And yeah. She went walking out on the moors with, at Greg James, actually my brother. But it's, this guy looks really like me, it's really weird.
I get these kind of tweets every now and then, and I look at the picture, and I, listen, I'm by no means saying I'm good looking, but it does,
oh,
I do
find
concerning some of the people that I get compared with.
It's, what, you're not happy about it?
Well, sometimes it's a massive insult, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm.
That's the thing. If people go, oh my God, who do you look like? You look like, who is it? Wayne Rooney. Yeah. You'll go, oh, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can see the Hugh Grant, can't you?
I can see the Hugh Grant, and I can also see what Aniston was saying, actually.
What
with,
was
what's his face? Gosling. Yeah. Mm. I can see a bit of that. Yeah,
no one else agrees.
Look, this is the picture, okay? little day out with my brother, the Greg James lookalike. Look.
He does look like you, actually.
Look at that.
Ringer.
That's weird.
Oh, he does, though.
Weird,
how
isn't
odd.
It?
Shane Ritchie rejected as a Shane Ritchie lookalike. Real or no real?
I'm
real.
Real.
That's real.
That one is no real.
Ah!
It's going to be a low scoring game, this one.
It's not going that well, is it? Okay, so here is your final fact today. Is this one real or no real for 10 Scott Mills points?
The Smurfs have sold more albums than One Direction.
Well, they've been around for a while. They have been around for a long time.
And also, big around the world, I reckon, as well.
Bigger than 1D.
Around the world?
Who's more famous, Harry or Papa Smurf?
Well, I'm saying the Smurfs have had movies, haven't they?
Yeah.
Smurfs had loads of movies. They love it.
There you go.
And some chart success, I believe.
I can't remember the hits, though.
I know. I think it's probably before us. But I think if we looked back in time, I think they have had hits.
Have they?
Yeah, I think you see it. Like on those, you know, those list shows that they have. It's like, remembering 1952.
You know, how old are the Smurfs, though? They've been around for that long.
They're older than they look.
Well old.
Obviously, apart from Papa.
Have they had any hits?
I don't know if they've had any hits.
They have, and they've had loads of films. But around the world, the Smurfs, have they sold more albums than One Direction?
I'm going to say real.
I think it's real. I'm going to go for the same. Sorry, I'm going to copy you, but I think it's true. I think it's real.
That one is real.
There we go.
Oh.
There we go.
Yeah. So in the last 3 years, okay, alone, how many albums do you think the Smurfs have sold in the last 3 years?
So more than 1D. How much have 1D sold? A couple of million?
30 million, aren't they?
What, One Direction?
Yeah.
No, they haven't.
No?
No way.
No,
nowhere near. They've sold about 2 million albums, I think. So the Smurfs have sold more than that?
In the last 3 years, the Smurfs have sold 10 million albums. More than 10 million albums.
10 million?
Smashing it, aren't they?
Yeah, they are smashing it.
Are you shipping any of the Smurfs? Isn't that what you're meant to do now with the Papa Smurf and Smurf or something?
Certainly not, no.
I Smurf in love the Smurfs.
Are you Smurfing?
I'm not.
You're off your
Smurfing.
You're off your Smurfing head if you think that's the case.
I'm Larry Smurfing.
That's shipping. Oh my God, you've seen the documentary, right?
Yeah, oh my word.
Crazy about One Direction.
Oh, she was on the news beats earlier, the lady from the show.
And I happen to be a hardcore Larry shipper myself.
Yeah. No, I'm a Larry Smurfer.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
Low scoring. Greg scored 20, I scored 10. He wins.
Hey!
Yes!
Hey.
Greg's on at 4 o'clock. So tomorrow, that'll be Friday, we're not on. We've been binned off in favour of Hugh Stevens from Reading Festival. But we're back on Monday from 1 o'clock. If you can't listen live, get the podcast. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.